In recent weeks, many South Sudanese social media users have criticized a government project to dredge River Nam in Unity State. Although some support the initiative, a number of professors, environmental experts, and activists have condemned the initiative, saying it will endanger the environment and wildlife. Many South Sudanese wonder whether the dredging project was a government initiative. On Tuesday, Vice President Jemiswani Iga, who heads the government's economic cluster, said the decision to dredge River Nam and other rivers dates back to a time before South Sudan gained its independence. Iga said at the time, the then semi-autonomous government of Southern Sudan signed a memorandum of understanding with the Egyptian government on the project, and dredging equipment was then brought into the country.
You quote me right here. On the 20th of September, the cabinet discussed this issue and we resolved that dredging will have to take place. On the 20th of September, resolution number 39 is struck 2021. You see, now, these are the documents that will tell you more about all these things, and we are continuing more research, my friend.
Iga says the project was initiated in 2006, noting that after the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005, the government saw flooding as a threat to the lives of citizens and therefore decided to address the issue. Jock Madutu Jock, a South Sudanese professor of anthropology at Syracuse University in New York, says the government's lack of transparency in communicating with South Sudanese right from the start of the dredging proposal highlights hidden interests of certain individuals, which he says are harmful to the country.
The dredging that is planned has the potential to turn the entire area into a dust bowl. In the interest of increasing the flow of water to Egypt. In other words, you are trying to hurt the people of South Sudan in order for people of Egypt to live.
Last month, South Sudan's National Minister for Environment and Forestry, Josephine Nafon, called the dredging project a dangerous initiative. Nafon said her ministry was not aware of any environmental impact assessment that was conducted prior to the initiation of the project. President Salva Kiir's office denied the president approved the project. Presidential spokesman Atene Wek Atene denied any knowledge of the project, saying the government has yet to ascertain from experts the ecological impact of river dredging on the lives of locals who depend on the river for their livelihood. Jock says such mixed messages from different institutions of the same government underscores the government's deep lack of transparency with the dredging project.
There is nothing that should say this government is interested in people, and we want our government to be responsive to our cries. We don't want a government that lies to the public.
Jock says the unclear communications put out by various officials shows the government's disorganization on the dredging project and proves that due diligence was not carried out prior to approving the initiative.
It is not right for such a drastic proposal to be carried out without people making a dialogue around it, to see the goodness of the dredging and the badness of dredging. So that we weigh all the corners. We weigh the pros and cons as a people, collectively, with transparency and honesty from our government and from communities. Let us decide together. Let us not rush to embarking on a major project of this nature without confidence in the consequences of it.
Jock says the government needs to halt the initiative and listen to the South Sudanese people to arrive at a collective decision on whether or not to dredge River Nam. National and state officials confirmed the South Sudan government acquired dredging machine from the Egyptian government to dredge River Nam with the attempts to address issues of flooding. The audio of Vice President Jemiswani Iga used in this story was recorded by an iRadio journalist. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.